Well, they are all things of flutter at the Artscape Theatre, and we know the person with the biggest flutter is Simone Harradine, hopping around in her fabulous heels and always an amazing outfit. So as she prepares for the final dress rehearsal for tonight at the Mikado at the Artscape Theatre, we're catching up with Simone very quickly to hear what is on under the spotlight, Simone.
Hello, Janet. Hello, Jet Setters. Always great to be on Jet Setting with Janet. We've got a host of productions on at Artscape as usual. And Janet, talking about the Mikado with the final dress rehearsal tonight, here's some good news. I've just received an email about an hour ago from the producer, and they've got a payday special for the Mikado in concert for the concerts that's on this weekend from Friday until Sunday. So it's a payday special. It's a safe 20% on the Mikado in concert. So treat yourself to an evening of wit, whimsy, and wonderful music and enjoy this 25%, sorry, 20% off for the opening night, actually. That's for Friday evening on the 25th, which is tomorrow. So yeah, isn't that great news? I mean, we
That
all
is
want a
wonderful
saving here or
news.
there.
And we're always looking for the savings and the incentives. So wonderful news. And today, no, tomorrow is payday, right? When is the
That's
25th?
correct. Yes.
So
That's
very
correct.
timely. Yes. Well done. Thank you, Simon.
Yeah, and
That's great
Mikado
news.
is well, obviously they're standing by with, as we've just said, with the final dress rehearsal, which is this evening, which quite a few of our stakeholders will be attending as well. So it's going to be great to hear their feedback. And I've looked at the program that they've sent. They've got a full, I think it's about a 15 or at least a 10-page program. And they've really put in hard work. And I think, Janet, we should, as within the arts community, applaud the Gilbert and Sullivan Society because it's actually an amateur dramatic society. Not that the work is amateur, the work is absolutely top class
Half
professional.
damage, right?
And one of the musical director is actually Alistair Coben. And Alistair Coben used to be the director of operations at Artscape until round about 2004, 2005, when he retired. So we actually have professionals within this production that's actually putting it on our stages. So that's the exciting productions is happening this week at Artscape, and obviously we are totally looking forward to the first production, which is also tomorrow night. That's opening up the Artscape Women's Humanity Festival, and that is Journey Through Song. And that is the production with Ernestine Steedman. Now, Ernestine Steedman actually sings with the Cape Town Opera, in the Cape Town Opera chorus. And she is telling this amazing story about her as a lyric soprano. She's from Bulhar in the Cape Town, and her love for music started at a very young age. She actually obtained her qualifications through the Trinity Guildhall College. I mean, wow. And
Amazing.
she worked under the guidance of who is now Emeritus Professor Virginia Davids. And just a bit of background about Virginia Davids, she's also one of the six icons which we will be lauding during the Women's Month Festival, Artscape Women's Humanity Festival. And Emeritus Professor Virginia Davids was actually the very first person of color that went on the stage in a solo role as a soprano in the 1980s when the theater was still called the Nico Milan Theater. So this is an amazing production. It's on only for 2 days as well, the 25th and 26th, on at the Artscape in the arena, and there are still tickets available for those. So she's going to sing some, she's got an amazing voice. She's going to sing some amazing productions, some amazing songs actually, or arias
He
to
is
put it
quite
in proper language.
phenomenal, quite phenomenal. Very excited about that upcoming.
Yeah, so those are the two productions this week happening at Artscape. Just to give a quick brief of the Women's Humanity Festival, which we will go into more detail in our next podcast, Janet. We've got a host of productions. The Spry is Psycho, which speaks about the provocative play exploring trauma, love, and queer identity. And then we've got I Call You Daddy, which is a poetic solo performance. We've got short films, Q&A screenings. I would advise listeners to actually go onto our website because one or two of these productions, such as Please Don't Call Me Morphe, is actually for free. But those who want to attend will have to actually register. Then we've got the Amazing Woman in Jazz concert, which is the 30-year celebration of Bush Radio's legal broadcasting. That's on the 9th of August at 6 p.m. And then on the 10th of August, we've got Voices in Unison, the choral performance. We've got Three Unique Generations in this Pass the Flame production with none other than celebrated actor Tembium Charlie Jones, who is one of our other icons as well during the Women's Festival. So those are some amazing productions that we've got on for the month of August. And Janet, I believe that you are also doing a separate a podcast for the listeners about the amazing world premiere of the Symphony of Bansuri, which will be happening at Artscape next week on the 2nd of August.
Yes, indeed. We put that interview in the can yesterday, and it was just fascinating to listen to Rakesh Chaurasia because he has so much gravitas, honestly, Simone, and super, super talented. So that was an amazing interview, and yes, we're going to be fighting that very, very soon.
Absolutely. And what less can we expect from a two-time Grammy Award winner, hey, that's
Double
coming to
Grammy
grace
Award winner.
the
It's the first
stages
time
of
we've had
Artscape?
a Grammy Award winner on the show, so I was really, really chuffed about that.
That's amazing. So there's a big first for jet setting to celebrate.
Absolutely, that and the holiday that we're giving away to Rodrigues Island just outside of Mauritius. It's been a phenomenal month with all the amazing things that are happening.
That's wonderful. So those are the amazing productions happening at Artscape. And as usual, next week we will be chatting about the other productions, including the South African International Ballet Competition that sees ballerinas and male ballet dancers from as young as, I think, about 8 till about 25 take to the stages in this competition, and they win amazing learnerships and bursaries to go and hone the ballet skills across the world all over. But I'll be chatting in more detail next week.
We are looking forward to that next week. It's an amazing lineup and so much excitement around the Women's Humanity Festival. So many productions, many of them free. Really, no excuse not to rush out and watch some of these, but just get there early because obviously there's great demand for these tickets. Simone, always uplifting to chat to you, and we will see you tonight at the theatre.
Absolutely.
Looking forward. Thank you.